The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line on Manx Radio. It's an open line today until 1 o'clock, so call 66 13 68. Text or WhatsApp on 166 177. Email studio at manxradio.com and have your say about, well, whatever you want. Members of LegCo have supported an amendment that retains the bishop's vote until the end of the current post holder's tenure. At the moment, LegCo continues to debate the clauses of the Isle of Man Constitution Bill 2023 and is expected to vote on whether to progress or reject it in due course. So as soon as we know, you'll know as far as that's concerned. From the answer phone now.
Morning, Andy. I had a message this morning, apparently meant to be from Royal Mail, saying that they could not deliver a parcel. And I checked the telephone number, and the phone number is +27. Don't open it because it's from South Africa. It's a scam. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so if you get an email or a text that's got +27 on it, and it purports to come from Royal Mail about your parcel, it is a scam. Let's get to the lines, and we got Robert with us first. Hello, Robert.
My scams with the post. What are we up to this day?
Well, who knows?
Is it something about Christmas coming up? We don't want to muck that up, do we?
No, I just think it's criminals.
Well, it probably is, yeah. Anyway, the bishop's vote you're on about, was that where we're up to?
Well, they're debating it at the moment.
Well, let me add to the debate then. Surely if you look at the Northern Ireland Assembly and things like that, and we are mixed within that region, if you look out to Peel, and just take that as an example, the bishop doesn't get a vote in that, and they function perfectly well within their own jurisdiction, don't they?
Yeah, apart from the fact we're not in the UK, and never have been.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just using that as an example. I mean, she would effectively retain her, you know, prayer sittings and what have you. I don't want to rock the boat too much, because it puts people up the, you know, gets people out of bed in the morning and stuff like that and start shouting, what's he on about? But effectively, you know, we could have it so that the bishop wouldn't have a vote. I don't think it would get rid of the diocese of Soda or Man, because I think the Church of England is too entrenched with the likes of the cathedral over in Peel and all the rest of it. So I don't think you get rid of it. I mean, I'm getting into a hot spot here myself. I'm starting to, you know, realise how politically charged this is, but I don't think it's really necessary, is it?
What's really
That's
necessary?
Just my opinion. Well, her having a vote.
Well, I think the point is, and the people who support the bishop, and forget whoever it is, whether it's a man or a woman, the people who are sort of proposing, or the people who favour retaining the vote, will say, this has been like this forever. I mean, the bishop, now, we're not part of the UK. I know lots of people would like us to be part of the UK, but we're not, never have been, and probably never will be. So forget comparing us to the UK. It's the Isle of Man. And the bishop of Soda and Man happens to have a vote in LegCo, not in Keys, but in LegCo, and that's the way that it's always been. Mr. Hooper obviously wanted to throw a pebble into the pool, and the ripples continue to go out. So I think the point that's being, on the one side, you've got people who are saying, what's this all about? We've got bigger fish to fry. The bishop's always been there, has never really done anything contentious, but is there with sort of moral guidance, as it were. And then on the other side, people who just say, get rid of the bishop. Well, that may be just a different argument. At the moment, we're talking about whether the position of the bishop should retain a vote in our upper chamber.
Well, I disagree with that, to be honest with you. That's just my opinion. I think that the moral standards of the politicians are what counts. I think we live in a secular society. I think that we've moved on, really, from the old times of the 19th century and things like that. I think it's a great history and stuff like that, but, I mean, it's changed, to be honest with you. That's just my opinion.
And but in particular, why? Why do you think? I'm not speaking, you know, I'm just posing the question. Why do you think the bishop, the position of the bishop, should lose the vote?
Because society has changed, Andy. You know, we people are on their phones now and things like that. The bishop isn't, you know, in those realms, are they? You know, we're in a different internet society these days. It doesn't really attribute to much, you know, it doesn't attribute to much in the way of, you know, having power and things like that.
And is
know?
That, Robert, is it's that because, really I mean, are you a churchgoer yourself, or do you consider yourself a Christian?
I am and are about it now and again. I think there's something there, but I mean, I think everyone in their final hours would be praying to something, and you have to ask what that is. And I think that, you know, there will be something there eventually for us, but I mean, I don't think that, you know, saying that, I mean, I'm contradicting myself there, but I mean, generally, on a day-to-day basis, I'd be atheist.
Right. Okay. All right, Robert, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling today.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye. Good to hear from you. There's a note in from, let me find it here. This is from Robbie. Hello, Robbie, who just said, for all the people who want to lose the vote of the bishop, so if the Church of England then says, well, the Bishop of Soda and Man is neither here nor there, so we'll get rid of that and you won't have a bishop. And then afterwards, people say, do you remember when we had a bishop? It was really good. Why can't we have the bishop? You have to be careful what you wish for. We're in danger of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And Betty's with us now. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Andy. I think that we should keep the bishop and keep his votes, even though I'm an atheist. I believe that because I think the Christian religion is the best we've got, and it's good for our society, and Christian ethics are good ethics. And if we threw the bishop out and became a less Christian society, we might be taken over by other religions that want to do us harm.
Wow. Okay. When you say you're an atheist,
yes.
I mean, you were a nurse, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I mean, you can answer this or not, but when you were a nurse, you saw life-saving things done, didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, did anybody ever talk about religion in that way? You know, God saved or nature saved, or who did the good who did the good work?
I don't think it was God, actually. I don't believe in God at all. But what changed me to become an atheist was my nursing, was seeing people in terrible pain and realizing that if there was a God, he was no good at all. So that's how I came to disbelieve.
Well, that's a very good reason, and that's with a lot of experience. Betty, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's 12:15. The Mountain Road's closed still for that. It's going to be closed until 1 o'clock. The Mountain Road is closed between Ramsey Hairpin and the Craig. There's some fuel spilt on the route. DOI is on site facilitating sweeping of the area. It's going to be closed until 1 o'clock. Pedestrian and emergency access will be made. Pedestrian access? Who's going to walk over the Mountain Road today? Will be maintained throughout the period of the closure. We've just got some hot news, by the way. LegCo has voted in favour of progressing clauses to strip the bishop of the vote. 5 in favour, 3 against. So the bill will now move to its final stage and likely to be next week, which if it's supported would mean the change will be submitted to the Crown for royal assent to strip the bishop of the vote. Gary Cluett, MLC, has expressed his intention to move an amendment allowing the current post holder to retain voting power to the end of her tenure. So if the amendment is supported, the bill will be sent back to the House of Keys for consideration. That's hot off the press from our reporters in Legco. The Legco has voted in favour of progressing clauses to strip the bishop, the position of bishop, of the vote. 5 in favour, 3 against. And no doubt there'll be more on this story as the day goes on. I just wonder what you think about this. This was started by Laurie Hooper, whether or not the bishop should be, and bearing in mind everything else that we've got going on with the Isle of Man, with prosperity, funding public services, the Liverpool landing stage, and everything else. This has taken up so much time. I just wonder what your thoughts are. What, if you had a politician in front of you now, what would you say to them? More from the answer phone.
I would like to say I'm in full support of Laurie Hooper. I don't think the bishop has any place in government anymore. Yes, it may have been gone on for hundreds of years, but if you go back hundreds of years, lots of awful things were happening that are not happening now. Just because something is old doesn't mean you have to keep it forever. The fact is that not everyone is religious. I'm not against it. I used to go to church regularly myself at one time and was in fact chosen to be a Methodist, but born C of E. However, I don't think it has any place in government. And there is one MHK in particular who, when I had a particular interest in one subject matter, would constantly bring up and say we need to consult the religious groups. I don't think religion has a place in Parliament at all. Religion is for those who are interested in it. This is an unelected person. And, well, it's just my opinion. I have many relatives who don't go to church and don't see why that side of things should be represented. If we're going to have religion represented, should we also have atheists represented? I'm sure there'd be uproar if you did that. So I'm sorry. No, in my opinion, the bishop needs to go. And yes, Mr. Merkert's correct. We've probably wasted enough time on this, so let's just get rid of them. And let's just have elected parliamentarians in there. Thank you.
From the answer phone, that was 19 minutes past 12. We're not the UK, says 017, but we depend on the UK for our defence and reciprocal NHS agreement. That's George. Well, when you say depend, we pay for it. You do know that, George. We pay the going rate for it. We don't get it for free. We just happen to pay the UK for it. So let's not run away with the ideas that the UK does us any favours. And bearing in mind that there's a UK Chancellor of the Exchequer budget fairly shortly, and bearing in mind what they did a few years ago with our share of the VAT, we do pay, George. There are Christians on the Isle of Man who want the bishop. If we can have a chief minister not elected by the Manx public, can we get rid of that, says George. I don't know whether you understand this, George, but that's the way the chief minister is elected. I mean, new readers start here. New MHKs get elected, and then people lobby to become chief minister. That's how it works. That since the ministerial system started. So the chief minister is elected by his or her constituents and then emerges, if you like, from the conclave of MHKs to become chief minister. Will there be rivalries? Of course. It's human nature. Will there be resentments? Of course. It's human nature. But that's how we elect our chief minister. We have mainly independent politicians, George. That's just the way it is. Gary in Ramsey says, if Mr. Hooper wants to get rid of the bishop, he's lost my vote. Well, Laurie Hooper is a man of principle and he doesn't mind. He doesn't mind upsetting people. He said that on this show. And if you've ever talked to Laurie Hooper, if you're a constituent of Laurie Hooper or if he's knocked on your door, you'll know Laurie Hooper is a man of principle. In regard to the bishop's vote, regardless of religious beliefs, we are a Christian nation. We live according to Christian beliefs, says 712. What difference will the bishop losing their vote make if they're still in Timwald? Well, it means they can't vote. Bluntly, if they lose their vote, that when there are votes in Legco, the bishop or the position of the bishop will not have a vote on what's what. But what they're saying at the moment is, the recommendation is, that the vote will remain to the tenure, the end of the tenure of this particular bishop. We have the oldest continuous parliament in the world, says 068. We also have a bishopric older than the Archbishop of Canterbury. We should be really proud. We should be celebrating this, not destroying part of our ancient history on an egotistical whim. This is madness. Our history, our culture is being eroded away. Another fine example of how out of touch the government is. Of all the things to worry about, this could have waited. This could have, and I'm an atheist, says Ali. This could have waited. Why on earth are we talking about this now? Manx Gas, says Dan, are up to their old tricks. I got my gas cut off without getting a bill or any notice. Oh, tell us more about that, 930. Tell us what's happened. By the way, apparently the mountain road is open, says 021. It's open. It's open early. It's open 40 minutes early. The bishop is not elected by the public, says Andrea, as are the rest of the MLCs. I think the bishop should keep her vote. She's the only impartial person there. Maybe MLCs should be removed altogether. Well, MLCs get votes from people who have been publicly elected, but obviously MLCs aren't part of a public vote. They're part of, but they are part of an election process, but it's from MHKs. John in Farm Hill said, talk about religion reminds me of a time many years ago when my late wife and I were coming out of ShopRite when we heard a man with two trolleys full of booze talking to a friend. And he said, if it weren't for the kids, we wouldn't bother about Christmas. There is a religious message in there, isn't there? And Viv's on now. Hello, Viv.
Hello, Andy. I think it is absolutely mad what they want to do with the bishop. Let me just turn the radio off. It's a shame that nobody's got any religion left in their world. One day they might be grateful of it when we have another war or something. Just think what it... I don't know. Where's the world gone to?
Why do you think some people, obviously, I mean, in this way, it's almost like that the religion, or religion in general, let's get away from Christianity, but religion in general doesn't have a meaning for many people.
I know it doesn't. I mean, say, I'm in my 80s. I can't get out to church now, and my church is closed, but I still have religion in me, and... I don't know. I just think it's terrible. I've been brought up with religion. I used to go to church three times on a Sunday when I was small. And it was taught in school. The only people that didn't go to the assemblies were the Catholics, and that was their choice, not ours. And we've got all these other religions here now, but I think it's terrible. I think the world has gone mad.
Okay. All right. Well,
the Isle of Man has gone worse.
Okay. All right, Viv. Thanks for calling today.
That's all right. Bye.
Bye-bye now. 25 past 12. Any thought? Vivian's quite right. There are many different religions on the Isle of Man. Some new, some not so new, but more and more religions are on the Isle of Man. And the bishop, the position of the bishop, is meant to resent, if you like, represent a moral dimension within there. The bishop is, put it this way, I've never heard, and if you have, tell me, have you ever heard any bishop stand up in Tynwald or in Legco and start a speech by saying, as a Christian, or me being the bishop, I think. It seems they've tried to steer away from that. So what does this represent to us, do you think? What do you think this... And also, I mean, this is going to be quite big news. This will be big news that the oldest bishopric, I mean, as that correspondent said, we've had a bishop longer than the Archbishop of Canterbury. And the fact that we may be turning our back on this will send a message out to the world. Is everybody else completely fed up with lazy parents, says Shelley? Lazy parents, this is Shelley, are parking outside primary schools on double yellow lines, blind corners and all round illegal spaces. Just because you're only going to be 15 minutes collecting your children from school doesn't excuse this behaviour. They can't see the danger and the chaos there for the children who walk home, as well as other drivers who can't see if the blocked junctions are safe to pass. I really wish the police would just park outside a few schools in the morning and at pick-up time. St Mary's in Douglas is one of the worst, says Shelley. Is this true? Do you collect? Do you drop off at school? If so, do you park properly? Do you park legally? Now, come on, do you really? Do you park properly? Do you park legally? And if so, what do we do about it? Well, we've had lots and lots of talk about... exactly what the position over the bishop should be. So we'll hear from the bishop in a moment.
You've worked hard all morning in IT, doing computery things, or in retail, assisting ungrateful customers, or doing whatever it is you lovely people do. But now it's lunchtime, and you, my friend, deserve something special from Smash and Fry. Take your lunch to a new level with our delicious pizzas, fried chicken, smash burgers and milkshakes. Lunchtime is your time. Visit Smash and Fry, Duke Street, Douglas. You deserve it.
A big thank you to your workmen. They've done a very good job. My property looks like new again. Thank you, EPS.
We're delighted with the house. Your employees obviously take great pride in their work.
The work was done promptly, professionally and considerately.
EPS, transforming properties island-wide with the revolutionary Protex wall covering system. Guaranteed for 10 years. Call 627191 and book now for spring and get 10% off.
A good job. Well done.
For a merry Manx Christmas, give a gift that keeps on giving. From days out to gifts handmade on the Isle of Man. There's something for everyone at the Manx Museum and House of Mananan Heritage Shops, where every purchase helps care for our incredible island. Also available online at manxnationalheritage.im.
Remember, remember, Douglas Fireworks on the 5th of November. This year's fireworks display in Douglas will be even bigger and better than ever with new sponsor Grant Thornton Isle of Man. The fun all kicks off at 6:15pm on the promenade with the best Eco Guy competition. But please ensure all guys are registered by 6pm. Then at 6:30pm, the spectacular fireworks display will light up Douglas Bay for yet another stunning show over the water. Douglas Fireworks, Wednesday, November the 5th, sponsored by Grant Thornton Isle of Man and supported by Manx Radio.
Tonight at 5:30 here on Manx Radio, join Kiri Kermode and myself, Simon Clark, for Countryside.
I catch up with Debbie Kringle to talk about a really special wedding dress exhibition that's coming up in Ballabeg.
And I continue my conversation with farmer and well-known person in the agricultural world, John Quayle. And this week I chat about his involvement in the Royal Manx Agricultural Society show and also the Fur and Feather.
That's all in Countryside tonight here on Manx Radio at 5:30. And don't forget, you can download and subscribe to the podcast for free at maxradio.com.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Half past 12 it is, so a big day in LegCo today. So let's hear what Tricia Hillis, the Bishop, has said about all this.
I am now back fully in ministry here, having had this time away. And I do hope to serve as fully and as wisely and as carefully as I can at the people of this island. And I do hope that not only for me, but for my successors in time, this will include the fullest role in Tynwald that we can possibly offer. I believe that we do have something very distinctive to offer that's not political, but that helps to contribute to the life of the island as a whole. So I commend my colleagues as they think this through, and I look forward to continuing to work with them in every way. And I do hope, as I say, that that will be in a way that would allow me to be both contributing and accountable through being able to be held up, really, for how I vote in future. So that would be my hope. I know that every person who serves in Tynwald will be wanting, not only, especially House of Keys members, won't want to simply represent their local constituents, but will have a mind to the whole island. That's true of everyone who sits in Tynwald, we hope. But I think there's also a particular opportunity for someone who comes alongside those colleagues to be able to help shape the life of the island for good through listening, through attending, through trying to find helpful ways that connect communities and that speak out of those communities. Because these things are not simply about the point of view of the bishop as an individual, but the bishop who is rooted deeply in the many communities around the island.
That's Patricia Hillis, Trish Hillis, the bishop at the moment. As more evolves in Tynwald and in Ledgeco today, we'll let you know. In the meantime, Peter's with us now. Hello, Peter.
Oh, hello, Andy. It's Peter Murcott here. Now, I don't normally come in 2 days running, but I can tell you what the outcome was. There was a an amendment to the Constitution Bill, whereby the bill, once enacted, if it did get enacted, would not come into force during the tenure of the present bishop. That was the amendment. The amendment was discussed, and when the vote was taken, because one member wasn't present today, the vote was 4-4. Now, it has been explained to me that by an unwritten convention, where that happens, if it is a vote to alter the bill as before the House, in other words, would make a change in what was proposed of the law, by convention, the President puts his casting vote against a new amendment, and so the amendment failed, and that was the situation. Now, there was also a proposal to suspend standing orders so that they would then have moved to the third reading of the bill. However, there were reservations expressed about the suspending of standing orders. So what happened was that the mover of that vote withdrew the request to suspending standing orders, which means that the third reading of the bill is yet to take place, and that will be obviously in the future. There's one other thing, and that is that at the third reading, it is, of course, always possible for the bill to fail. And given the fact that the House does seem to be rather evenly divided, it will be interesting to see what happens when they come to the third reading. So it isn't all settled yet. But even if it were, suppose the bill gets through, then the bishop's vote would continue until the bill became an act and came into force. And it doesn't become an act until it receives the royal assent, and that can be some months away from when the bill finally, if it clears the third reading. So what is the summary of it? It's still an open question at the moment.
My word. And were you in Ledgeco today, Peter?
I was in Ledgeco today. That's why I've got this first-hand news. I was actually present, and I checked out my facts. The facts were very checked carefully with a very reliable source in Ledgeco, and I went through it twice to make sure that my understanding was absolutely correct by the standing orders and the conduct of debate in Whitledge-Co. So that is the position.
Okay. All right.
Split decision. In actual fact, I'll just add this point, that even if the amendment had got through, as I pointed out yesterday, it still wouldn't have answered the primary question, the primary point that has been made by the Archdiocese of York. And the primary point has always been this, that they are reorganising the diocese and trying to rationalise it, I assume, in Britain. They have looked at Soder and Man as a diocese that potentially could disappear. A determinative factor in favour of retaining it was the bishop's vote. So even if that amendment had succeeded, that still would not have resolved the matter for the future, because bishops do not necessarily always remain until retirement. I remember one some years ago who left to another post in Britain, and that can happen. So you can never assume that the bishop's then going to be here until retirement, because it isn't necessarily so. So the amendment would not have solved, I don't think it would have solved, although it would have delayed the situation, it would have not solved the primary points that have been made by the Archdiocese of York. And so it would still be on the cards, unless the bill gets defeated at third reading, it will still be on the cards that eventually the Diocese of Soder and Man could disappear.
It's interesting that this whole subject, this case, has drawn up the breadth of opinion and what people think about, as I said yesterday, this has been conflated now into the meaning of religion and whether or not we're a religious nation, and indeed what point does religion have, or a religious representative have, in our legislature. Do you think we've benefited from having this debate, this open debate, Peter?
Not really, because as I said yesterday, there are some very crucial issues facing the nation, and I think that it has not been helpful to take legislative time away from that, because if you look at the programme that they've got for the final session before we have the general election, there are a lot of bills they've got to get through. Now, whether those have been delayed in some way, I don't know. But I think that every time that you have, every moment that you spend on a non-essential issue means that something far more immediate gets put back and maybe gets delayed. So, no, I think there's one other point we could add, Andy, here. It would then, if they're having a wide-ranging debate about the Christian faith and Christian influence, as I pointed out yesterday, once you start that, you're like unraveling a garment, and I don't think it will stop there. You see, the next point that will arise, I can foresee, is the Manx National Anthem. Now, on the 22nd of January 2003, I think it was, unanimously, they adopted the present anthem officially, as I think it was adopted as, now, there's a bit of a play with words here, it's strictly speaking the National Anthem of the Isle of Man. What difference that is from the Manx National Anthem, I don't know, but that is the official title. Now, I can foresee that the next subject, which again would consume a lot of legislative time, would be somebody would start bringing up, well, why have we got the Manx National Anthem? Because that is actually, it's probably the most Christian national anthem in the world. And I think it's the sort of subject that is likely to crowd out important debates, I think, in the future. So there's no telling where this will lead.
Okay, Peter, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you, then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. Why don't we get rid of our cultural events and keep the bishop? And at the moment, we're a Christian country. I'm not a Christian, but I'd rather be living in a Christian country than another country. This is 008 has got that message. It's a disgrace that the bishop vote keeps continually getting brought up, says Dave. Get over it. Get on with governing, slimming down our overstaffed civil service and catching illegal immigrants. I'm disgusted, says Big John. And saddened by Mr. Hooper's intention to remove the bishop's vote, but more so, I'm sad that Joni Farag has backed the motion, bearing in mind she represents the Manx Labour Party, who fundamentally are working class people who more often than not don't go to church but are Christians. With that, how out of touch is Joni Farag by backing the bill? And the danger is, says John, that we remove the bishop, then next it'll be the Christmas nativity play, then the Christmas tree in schools, then and the high street. Please keep the bishop's vote. Don't erode our Christian values, says Big John in Ramsey. And a message also from Tony, who just said, yes, what's next to go? Gem of God's earth? What do we say then if it's not Gem of God's earth? And Julian's on now, I think. Yeah, hi, Julian. Is it Julian? No, Tony. No, hi, Tony.
Hi, Andy. I want to just phone up on a light-hearted note, actually.
Oh, please,
you know,
please.
We're all fed up with all the doom and gloom everywhere, aren't we? But you know the termination, gobsmacked?
Yeah.
Does that mean you've been smacked in the gob?
Metaphorically, I think.
Right, well, what it is, I was gobsmacked on Sunday. The partner said to me, can you nip out and get my paper and some other bits and pieces? So anyway, I went out round to the big supermarket chain in Onken. I won't mention the names because we're not allowed to. But anyway, I walked in, got the newspapers, went round the fruit and veg bit, and I said to the gentleman, I looked up and down, and I said to the gentleman who was in a Tesco uniform, I said to him, excuse me, have you got any sprouts? He said, no, sir, we don't stock them. I said, oh. And I thought, I'll laugh at you. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, I wandered round the other side of the gondolas with the fruit and veg on, and there's two ladies restocking. So I said to them, excuse me, girls. I said, you don't have any sprouts, do you? And they both said, no, we don't stock them. Now, that is gobsmacked.
No sprouts?
Honest to God, Andrew, as I'm sat here, no sprouts. And I said to my partner when I got home, they don't stock them. She said, no, that's to me. You go to the other Tesco's. But anyway, I thought I'd just cheer you up with a bit of lightheartedness.
Wow, my word.
But honestly, no sprouts. I know it's not all that important, but I was laughing for 2 or 3 hours afterwards. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, it is important. Yeah. No, it is very important. All right. Thanks, okay. Tony.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for that. Yes, you're right. We pay for the UK to help in defence and foreign policy. It's never discussed that we actually pay a lot more than the Channel Islands, bearing in mind we have a similar population, lower GDP. How can this be fair? Plus, when was the last time French fishermen blockaded us or our energy was threatened by foreign governments? I think the Isle of Man is being treated as an imbecile by Westminster, and the spineless Timwald is rolling over, says 475. Important things that we should be doing. Desmond said, do you think the bishop's going to be replaced by a climate change representative, as that's the new religion? Not yet, anyway. We don't quite know. It seems we're throwing away our religious values while other religions are getting stronger and stronger. Where's this going to lead to us in 20 years' time? From God help us all, says Bobby. Thanks also it was Hillary who just said, look, this is not just about religion. This is about heritage and tradition and customs and an institution. And the sort of people who think that we should get rid of our customs and our heritage and our traditions and these institutions need to be looked at. These aren't theirs. And, you know, if they're going to pick this one apart, what's going to happen next? What's the next thing that people are going to pick on? Julian's on now. Hello, Julian.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Good, thank you. I could do with some better weather, to be quite honest.
Yeah, walking over that mountain would be a bit rough today. I think you'd need a few layers on. Just talking about the bishop's vote, I suppose the thing is, I kind of like numbers, as you know. The last census, which of course asks about people's religion. So if you look at the island's population that answered these questions, 37,000 said no religion or they're agnostic or atheist. 37,000. 46,000 identify as Christian. That's 55% of the population, which is a clear majority. And the balance was somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 of other faiths. So Hinduism, Islam, Judaism. So why is this being voted on? This seems to be a political thing. And one of the things that seems to have permeated the island's consciousness in terms of the government and stuff is DEI. Is this some sort of a secular thing where they feel that, you know, we don't want to have one particular religion representing Tynwald? I don't know. If you've got way more than half, 46,000 people identifying as Christian, perhaps they want to keep the bishop, and it's just a case of maybe a referendum on this one, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, Laurie Hooper has always said he's a bit surprised by all the fuss about this, because it was just something that he introduced and pushed it into the water. And it seems that it's Keyes. It was Keyes that took this up and wanted to. They could have finished it off quite early if they'd wanted to, but they didn't. And now we've got this thing devouring vast amounts of parliamentary time, and we still don't know what the result is.
Well, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of, I mean, you had a comment before about, the green god or something, whereas one of the commandments is no other gods or false idols. So I don't know. Is there any truth to this? Or don't steal. I suppose in thou shalt not steal. I suppose in terms of politics and taxes and all the rest of it, perhaps. I don't know, really. But just going on the census numbers. 46,000 out of 84,000 people identified as Christian. So just from the numbers, there's an awful lot of people out there who signed up to self-identifying as Christian on the Isle of Man. So it looks like there's quite a clear majority of people who want the bishop to stay, probably.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Julian, we appreciate that.
Thanks, Andy.
Good to hear from you. It's 12 minutes before one. If the bishop and tradition can be so easily disposed of, can half of the MHKs also be removed, since tradition clearly means nothing to the house? Says this. The diocese, this is Anthony, in Runcorn in Cheshire, a diocese of Sodraman's important to the Manx identity and history, as the Manx language is important. Historically, the diocese was part of the Hebrides, so organisations continue to adjust to modern social trends. That includes the church and the chapels on the Isle of Man and Tynwald's unique identity, says Anthony. That point about the fact that it is part of tradition. Now, it's fashionable in many parts nowadays to get rid of traditions, as in, you know, what have the Romans ever done for us? I just wonder what your thoughts are, and whether or not Paul Crane was quoted earlier on this morning. MLC Paul Crane was quoted as saying, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. And if we do follow this to the end, and if the bishop loses the vote and the Church of England decides that the Diocese of Sodraman is not worth that, if we're not going to get a vote in Tynwald, and we don't have the Diocese of Sodraman, or maybe we don't have a bishop, or we get the Bishop of York visiting twice a year, and people say, we used to have our own bishop, whatever happened to that?
Darker days and damper conditions require more action. Make sure you carry out your vehicle safety checks this winter. Think powders. P, petrol and diesel. O, oil. W, water. D, damage. E, electrics. R, rubber. S, self.
Make sure your lights are all working too. Brought to you by Quayside Tyres in conjunction with Isle of Man Road Safety.
November is will writing month, and Callan Wilde has teamed up with Sight Matters to make a real difference. In November, you can have your will professionally written at a reduced rate, with a single will £200 plus VAT and a joint will £300 plus VAT, with £100 going directly to support the work of Sight Matters. It's a simple way to plan for the future while helping others today. Call Callan Wilde on 623 195 and claim your will writing with Sight Matters.
I've waved my magic wand and Panto is back at the Gaiety Theatre. From the 19th to the 31st of December, Stage Ed proudly presents the greatest pantomime of them all.
Cinderella!
Join Cinderella, her ugly sisters, Cheeky Buttons, a dashing prince, and of course, me, your fabulous fairy godmother. Expect laughter, music, fun, and the biggest Christmas treat for the whole family. But hurry, tickets are flying faster than my pumpkin carriage. Book now at villagaiety.com or call the box office on 600-555. Cinderella at the Gaiety Theatre. Don't miss your chance to sparkle.
Sponsored by Kingsley Mooty and supported by Manx Radio.
Are you a small charity here on the Isle of Man? Are you looking for volunteers, hoping to raise awareness and chasing those crucial pounds and pennies to support your work? Well, Manx Radio can help. You could be our next 1-3 Charity of the Week. With daily on-air coverage, podcast and social media promotion, we can help support you and those you help. Just email the numbers 123@manxradio.com and listen out for the feature each weekday between 1 and 3pm. The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
713 texted in, the Bishops vote My Heritage. Keep it, have to admire Mr Hooper's pre-election ploy. Brilliant, lots of media coverage. And I do hope this comes back to him. 713 with that message. Would removing the Bishops' vote really change the tens of millions the government has wasted and continue to do so? What really concerns me is a real waste of time in Tynwald again today. Could the MHKs and MLCs please focus on making sure all capital projects have a rubber-stamped meaning, full contract signed up to the future? Or fine them at least 10% of their salaries for incompetence? 723, while we're changing traditions. Well, what about this? This is from Fran, who just said, what about the largest church? The big church at the moment, getting bigger and bigger, is the church, the Living Hope Church. Maybe they should get a vote in Tynwald. You never, it might be a good way to solve any planning issues if Living Hope are in there. Well, you never know. I mean, any church, any prospective candidate can be a member of a church. I mean, they'll say so. So Living Hope could put forward candidates for next year. Any church, I mean, evangelical churches, you never know. The Methodist used to be big on the Isle of Man. When I'm picking the children of my part wherever I can, even if it's on double yellow, says Manx Viking 854. That's naughty, isn't it? I'm not religious, says Daphne, but I always try and be kind to others and truthful. And I do feel that all people who are members of the House of Key should be elected in by the people of the Isle of Man, not plonked in there just because they have a certain standing on the Isle of Man. Well, that's been thought of many times. Direct voting for Ledgeco, whether or not that should be an island-wide vote. But that's for another day. The bishop is a highly educated person selected for a number of applicants as the best person for the job. MHKs are winners of a popularity contest. The bishop's vote and opinion is probably the most important, says 464. Thanks also to Let's Give Up Christmas and Easter to suit other religions on the Isle of Man. It's a Christian country, says Jeff. And a message in this, let me see, you are, it's Tyler? Oh, Tyler, who said, well, have Douglas Council made a decision regarding religion? Because there aren't any religious lights anymore. It's all, there are no angels and there are no magi and no nativity scenes, are there, on the Christmas lights anymore? I think they're what's called holiday lights now, aren't they? The UK Chancellor this morning hinted there will be tax rises coming to the UK. Watch out, Isle of Man. We will again see an influence of people wanting to pay less tax. Rising house prices, putting more pressure on health services, says Pat. Well, they've said we need more people. I mean, it's a fact of life, isn't it? The government's financial targets and the big plan is to get more people on the Isle of Man. The public consultation on the application to develop the first offshore wind farm in Isle of Man territorial waters closes a fortnight today, Tuesday 18th of November. Now, this is your opportunity to express your view on the application launched on the 26th of August this year when Comin announced they'd accepted the proposal from Moore Vannin Offshore Wind Farm Limited for examination under the Marine Infrastructure Management Act of 2016. Now, if you want more information, go to mema.gov.im. That's M-I-A. ma.gov.im. You can read the application and register as an interested party to be kept informed of all meetings held during the application examination phases. That's Tuesday, the 18th of November. The all-important email website is MIMA, MIMA.gov.im. And remember, that's the 18th of November, which is a fortnight today. Today I was very heartened. Yesterday I was very heartened by the kind help of a man and a lady with a young baby in the Tesco car park in Peel, says Christine. Finding myself in difficulty when parking the car, they were very quickly by my side to assist and stay with me until the problem was solved. I was able to continue with my plans to park and go into the store. So could you thank them for their help and support, making my day an awful lot brighter, says Christine. So if you were that gentleman and lady with the young baby in the Tesco car park in Peel, and you helped a lady when she was trying to park, she's very grateful. And thanks also to Heather, who dropped a note in to say, well,
when the man in line's not on air, call Manx Radio to leave your opinion for broadcast on 682-631.
They have got Sprouts in Peel. Apparently, aisle 3 and aisle 4... they have Sprouts in Peel. I got a word on the changing of meters, by the way. If you don't have a smart meter from the MUA, if you decide you'd like the communication module removed, a higher daily standing charge is applied. It's 50p more, approximately 50p more per day. If you want the new meter but no communication module, 50p a day, £3.50 a week, £160 a year. Well, that's what it is, apparently. We're open line tomorrow, Wednesday, live from Ramsey Grammar School on Thursday, thanks to Chris on the phones today. And thank you for being part of Man in Line.
WINT.